Good morning, everyone. Good to welcome you all this morning. Just a couple of notices. Just a reminder that on Monday week, we've got our special church meeting and our quarterly church meeting. They'll run back to back. We have to have a special church meeting to just approve one resolution about the purchase of 36 Green Street, Oasis. So the resolution will ask the Baptist Union Corporation Limited to act as holding trustee for the property, and we adopt the appropriate trust model as well. Ian will explain what all this means before the meeting, of course, and this is standard procedure whenever a Baptist church purchases property, be it buildings or mansions. It's one of those sort of red tape things that we have to do. And to say too that straight after the special church members meeting, which should be fairly short, we have our ordinary church members meeting, which will include a secret ballot to elect those new trustees who were nominated by last Sunday. That'll be Chris Nash and Susie Warburton. So hopefully you've already received the agenda and the finance statement. It'd be great if you could attend these meetings, if you possibly can, because if we are not quora, then we will have to call another special church meeting, and that will then push back the purchase of Oasis. So that's Monday, 24th of March, Oasis at 7:30. And just to add to that, we had our hunger lunch and quiz the other week for Tier Fund, and the appeal closes today. If you have missed the opportunity to give and would like to do so, then there is a box in the foyer where you can do that or have a word with Ian. So welcome to our all-age service. We are here to worship, first and foremost. We are here to give God the glory that's due to his name. And we're going to do that in songs and in prayers and in Bible readings and talks and so on. And the theme of our service today is decision time. So we're going to begin with some words of welcome. Can we get the lights, please? Thank you. So, however you travelled here today, Jesus says, come in. However you're feeling here today, Jesus says, come in. If you feel like making noise, Jesus says, come in. If you feel like being quiet, Jesus says, come in. If you're celebrating something great, Jesus says, come in. If you made some big mistakes, Jesus says, come in. If you want to meet with Jesus, Jesus says, come in. He longs to restore, renew, and rebuild us. Jesus says, come in. And we're going to rejoice together in the words of Psalm 95. And again, if I could invite you to respond, please, against all. So I do the first part. You respond together against all. So come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. So we are yours and we worship you. And we're going to do that in our opening song, which is, who has held the oceans in his hands? Who has numbered every grain of sand? Behold our God. We normally stand to sing if we're able, but if you're not able to or more comfortable sitting, please remain seated.
Oceans in his hands, who has numbered every grain of sand? Kings and nations tremble at his voice. All creation rises to rejoice. Behold the God seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold the King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore him. Who has given counsel to the Lord? Who can question any of his words? Who can teach the one who knows all things? Who can fathom all his wondrous deeds? Our God, seated on his throne, come let us adore him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Upon his hands, bearing all the guilt of sinful man, God eternal, humble to the grave, Jesus Savior, risen now to reign. Behold the God, seated on the throne, come let us adore him. Behold the King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore him. Glory fill the earth. Let your 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 glory fill. Behold the God seated on the throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold the King. Nothing can compare. Come, let us adore. Seated on his throne, come let us adore him. Behold the King, nothing can compare, nothing is adore him.
So let's continue our worship. Let's come before our God in prayer. Let's pray together. Father, we do indeed come to sing for joy to you, to come to shout aloud to you, for you are the rock of our salvation, to come before you with thanksgiving, for you are indeed the great God and the great King above all gods. And we praise you, Father, that your greatness is displayed in this amazing world that you've made, a world full of so much awe and beauty. But we see too that your greatness is also displayed in the wonder of your love. And we thank you so much, Father, that you have indeed given us the greatest and most perfect gift, the gift of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're so thankful to you, Father, for the wonder of our salvation. Thank you so much that he laid down his life for us, that we might live. That we might enjoy all the blessings of salvation, the joy and privilege of a relationship with you, a glorious future hope. But as we lift up the name of Jesus, we also want to humble ourselves before you. And we want to confess before you not only the sins of commission in doing what you forbid, but also in our sins of omission, in failing to do what we know is right. So we do come before you to seek your forgiveness. And we ask that by your Holy Spirit, you'll help us to live in a way that seeks to please you in every aspect of our lives. So, Lord, we come before you with thanksgiving, and we extol you with music and song. For you are indeed the great God, the great King above all gods. And we worship you in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen. So the theme of this morning is decision time. To introduce the theme, Eleanor and I are going to play a quick game. So we are going to play the yes-no game. So I'm going to ask Eleanor lots of questions, and she's got to answer those questions, but she mustn't say yes or no or hesitate or shake her head. Does that sound okay, Eleanor? Are you worried about saying yes there a little bit? Okay, come and have a seat with me. So are you sitting comfortably? You didn't nod your head there, did you? No. So have you had a good week? You did have a good week. And what sort of things did you do during this week? Did you have a birthday? It was last week. So it was on Tuesday, is that right?
It was.
Did you have a birthday cake?
I did.
You did. And how many candles did you have on it?
Nine.
And do you know other people had a birthday this week as well? I had a birthday last Sunday. Guess how old I was?
104.
Any other offers?
46.
That's close enough. Thanks, Betty. And so, what's your favourite subject at school?
10 seconds.
Oh dear.
What's your
PE.
It is.
It is PE. That's very good. And you're very musical as well.
One.
I think you've won that, Eleanor. So a big round of applause. So that's fantastic, Eleanor. Thank you very much. That is the yes-no game. And, of course, yes-no, when we think about decisions, it's about yes and no usually, isn't it? So now Eleanor's done such a good job with that, you're going to have to make some decisions now as well. So this is all about yes or no. So I'll put some words on the screen. All you've got to do is make a decision, and you've got to choose between them. So here we go. Pizza, ice cream, sprouts. That'd be ridiculous. Pizza, ice cream, or sprouts? Pizza, ice cream. Car, bicycle, bus. Bicycle, car. Any offers for the bus? Bus as well. Excellent. Seychelles, Sandbach, Southport. Oh, there's quite a lot of strong feelings here, I think. I didn't hear Southport, I must admit. Peppa Pig, Paw Patrol, Panorama. Maths, English, Science. I think English probably took that one. Taylor Swift, Tchaikovsky, Tom Jones. I think I heard one Taylor Swift, and the rest was a bit of a mixture there. Work, rest, play. I'm not hearing a lot of work. I think quite a lot of rest and quite a lot of play. Haribo Star Mix, Cadbury's Dairy Milk, or Werther's Original. I think Cadbury's Dairy Milk won that one. So, decisions. And sometimes it's easy to make a decision, isn't it? Let's be honest, no one is going to choose sprouts. Sometimes it's more difficult to make a decision. You might be torn. Pizza or ice cream, both pretty good. Sometimes you want to choose all three options, don't you? Work, rest, play, or really important. So the theme of the service is decision time. Sometimes we're free to choose between different options. After church, you can choose tea or coffee. You might even have a choice of decaf. Is Chris and Dave are on today. They're biscuits as well. Choice of biscuits? Choice of biscuits as well. Chocolate ones as well. Oh, no chocolate ones. Oh, dear. Sometimes it's a straightforward decision, isn't it, pretty well? Other times you will have to make serious decisions. You will have to make a choice that matters. What subject should I choose at school, college, university? When should I change jobs, retire, move house? How should I spend my money, use my time, live my life? And of course, God asks us to make decisions. And the biggest decision of all, of course, is the decision about Jesus. So will we place our trust in him as our Saviour, our Lord, our friend? Will we seek to live his way and follow him? Or will we choose our own way? It's a yes-no decision in a sense as well, isn't it? So we'll think about that a little bit later on. In the meantime, we are going to hear our Bible reading, and that's Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 to 8, probably the best-known passage in Ecclesiastes. These words, you may remember, were actually a hit song back in 1965 by the American folk rock group The Byrds. Remember Turn, Turn, Turn? It was based on this passage from Ecclesiastes 3. And it celebrates a variety in life, a fantastic variety in life, but all of which happens under the providential care of our gracious, loving God. And Sophelia and Eleanor are going to come and read it to us, please. Thank you very much, girls.
There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens.
A time to be born,
and a time to die.
A time to plant,
and a time to uproot.
A time to kill,
and a time to heal.
A time to tear down,
and a time to build.
A time to weep,
and a time to laugh.
A time to mourn,
and a time to dance.
A time to scatter stones,
and a time to gather them.
A time to embrace,
and a time to refrain from embracing.
A time to search,
and a time to give up.
A time to keep,
and a time to throw away.
A time to tear,
and a time to mend.
A time to be silent,
and a time to speak.
A time to love,
and a time to hate.
A time for war,
and a time for peace.
Thanks ever so much to the girls. So it's a celebration of variety in life, isn't it? All of which happening under the providential care of our sovereign God. So we're going to sing a couple of songs now. We begin by rejoicing in the wonder of our salvation as we sing Our God Saves. And then in response to all that God has done for us, we'll sing together Jesus, All for Jesus. So Our God Saves, followed by Jesus, All for Jesus.
In the name of the Son, in the name of the Spirit,
Lord, we come.
We gather together to lift up your name,
to call on the Savior,
to fall on your praise. Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Spirit, together, to lift up your name,
to call on the Savior,
to call on your grace.
In the joyful sound of your offering,
as your saints bow down, as your people sing, we will rise with you, lifted on your wings, and the world will see. In your name,
that's good, and lift up your head, to call on the Savior, to call on your grace. The joyful sound of your offering, as the saints bow down, as your people sing, we will rise with you, lifted up your wings, and the world will see that. Oh God says, oh God says, there is hope in your name. Morning tones to songs of praise. Oh God says, oh God says.
We're going to come and pray together in a moment or two. But perhaps first of all, I think it might be good to acknowledge Eleanor's birthday, because you had a 9th birthday on Tuesday, didn't you? Is that right? You can say yes now, by the way. You're not still playing. Yeah. So Ellen was 9 on Tuesday. But I know, where's Peter? Peter is celebrating his birthday on this very day. Peter isn't 9, but we want to wish him a happy birthday as well. Has anybody else got a birthday today? Dave? You're out, you said no. Right, so if we sing, perhaps sing Happy Birthday, dear Eleanor, dear Peter. So, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Eleanor and Peter. Thank you, happy birthday to you. So happy birthday for Eleanor for last week and for Peter for today. So let's come and seek God in prayer. Let's pray together. Father, it is indeed such a joy and privilege to be able to come into your presence. And thank you, Father, that we don't do that to prove our worth to you or to be accepted because of the good things that we do or because of the greatness of our faith. We come simply as we are, and we know we are small and we are frail, we are sinful, we are weak. But we thank you because we come at your invitation, and we come through Jesus to draw near to your throne of grace. And thank you for that wonderful promise that as we draw near to your throne of grace, you promise we'll receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And Father, we thank you for the place that we call home, that place where we can relax in warmth and security. And Lord, we want to pray your blessing on our homes, whether these are good times or difficult times. And Lord, we pray you might help us to always make them places of peace and love and hospitality. We also want to pray for those who feel a lot less confident about the whole idea of home. Those who find it so difficult to make rent or mortgage payments. Those living in cold, damp conditions. Those struggling to get onto the housing ladder. Lord, please will you give them resilience and patience and provision. And please help them never to lose hope. We also pray for the many, many people who are homeless, maybe moving from sofa to sofa or night shelter to night shelter, shop doorway to shop doorway. Lord, will you strengthen the work of the many agencies who work so hard to support the homeless? And Lord, may we be a much more compassionate society on every level. Pray too for the millions of people who've had to leave their homes because of war. And Lord, we continue to lift before you the awful, awful situations in Ukraine and in the Middle East and the Yemen, Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and so many other places. We remember before you those who just drift homeless across continents, just looking for somewhere to start again. Pray for those who've lost their homes due to natural disasters, those who had to leave their homes because of rising sea levels. And Lord, we want to pray for our hospitals and our nursing homes, our care homes. Thank you for the devotion of those carers who just work so hard to bring relief to those who are suffering. And Lord, will you give them compassion and strength and wisdom in all that they do? We also want to remember before you those in hospital who are known to us. And we think especially of Chris and George and Jonathan. And Lord, we ask for your healing peace for them and indeed for their families. We pray for all those who are waiting, whether it's for appointments or results or treatment. We pray all, Father, for all who just seek healing and hope at this time. Lord, may they find their hope in you, and may your healing peace flow, we pray. And we pray for ourselves, Father. We know it's so easy to sing things like Jesus, all for Jesus, but it's so much more difficult to live that way. So, Father, may both by our lives and our words, it really will be Jesus, all for Jesus. And in his name we pray. Amen. So we are going to take up our offering now. Just to say that the bags are to support the work of our church. The boxes support the children we sponsor in many parts of the world. If you are a visitor, if you give electronically, of course, please just let the bags and the boxes pass. And we will sing together a song that again gives us the opportunity to offer our lives to the Lord. Let me have my way among you, do not strive.
Let me have my way among all.
And let's pray together. And Father, as we bring you our offerings, we're reminded of your great love for us, seen supremely in the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Saviour. And so we pray that you will help us to reflect his love in all that we do, and that includes in our giving. We ask this in his name. Amen. So the theme of our service today is decision time. I'm going to put some slides on the screen, and on the left-hand side is a photo, and all you've got to do is match the photo with the time and the place on the right-hand side. All will be clear. So photo on the left, time and the place on the right, all you've got to do is match the photo. So here's the first one. Would you like to match the photo to the word on? Go on, Eleanor. Birthday. These are not the most difficult questions you will ever be asked, but yet birthday. In fact, Eleanor, you might be able to do all of these. Any ideas on that one?
Spring.
Yep, spring. Bit of a clue there. Eleanor, what's that one? It is Easter. Very good. Summer? Yep, summer. What's that one? It is Christmas. Not long to Christmas now, is it? Any others on that one? Yep, bonfire night. Yeah, wedding. Yeah, winter. Harvest. Valentine's Day. That's 18 red roses in that bouquet. Any offers on the price? £104.95. That's love, isn't it, I think? 18 red roses, £104. For all the pictures, there is clearly a time and a place for each one. You would not normally go sunbathing in winter. You would not normally build a snowman in summer. You won't have a birthday cake to celebrate bonfire night. And that's what the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes is telling us in our Bible reading. There's a right time for everything, no matter what it may be. Of course, unfortunately, it's not always clear when that right time in our lives might be. So here's a list of everyday proverbs. Because I'm so old, I've managed to muddle them up. But I wonder if you could rearrange them to see, make sure they sort of make a little bit more sense. So here's my proverbs. I'll read them all out, and hopefully you can make them make a little bit more sense. He who hesitates waits for no man. Time wasn't built in a day. Procrastination catches the worm. Don't bite off more than before you leap. Rome is lost. Don't count your chickens while the sun shines. Make hay today. Don't put off to tomorrow what you can do before they're hatched. Look, you can chew. The early bird is the thief of time. So those are my proverbs that are all about time and the right time for things. As you can see, I've made a right hash of all of them. So can we perhaps put them back in order? So if I start the proverb and maybe you can finish it. You can probably do it together because they're pretty straightforward. So first one is he who hesitates. Time. Procrastination. Yet is the thief of time. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Rome wasn't built in a day. Don't count your chickens. Make hay. Don't put off to tomorrow what you can do. Look. And the early bird, they do indeed. So that is indeed how the Proverbs should read. So he who hesitates is lost, right the way through there, to don't bite off more than you can chew. And those Proverbs are all to do with time, aren't they? So some of them warn about the dangers of doing things too quickly. Some warn about the dangers of deciding on a course of action before you've really thought about the implications. Some of them warn about the dangers of failing to decide. Some of them warn about the dangers of putting off a decision until it's too late. So between all those extremes, we've got to tread a fine balance. And you know, John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus. You remember his story? He's preaching in the desert of Judea. Lots of people come to him. They confess their sins. They're baptized by him in the River Jordan. And then Jesus came to John. Not to confess his sins, of course, but to be baptized. And this is what we read. Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. I'm the one who needs to be baptized by you, he said, so why are you coming to me? But Jesus said it should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires. So John agreed to baptize him. About 18 years had passed, hadn't it, since Jesus had gone into the temple with his parents all those years ago. And now he's about to begin his ministry. Seems like a long time to wait, 18 years, to begin his ministry. But of course, the time wasn't right until John the Baptist had prepared the way. Only then would Jesus respond to God's call to begin his ministry at that right time. So suddenly, if you like, now is the time to decide, isn't it? To respond, to act. No hesitation, no turning back, no putting it off. And a new chapter in the life and ministry of Jesus is about to begin. But I wonder what God is calling us to. Maybe to new areas of service, new responsibilities, new things. Baptism and church membership. Is it time now to decide, if you like, to nail our colours to the mast? Or do we need more time to think things through? What about all those decisions that you have to make? You'll have to make decisions this week. Relationships, family, jobs, money, possessions, holidays, homes, church work, the future, and so on. Or maybe it's just calling us to stop. Sometimes we just have to stop, don't we, and take stock and just reflect on where we are and what we're doing. Perhaps this is a time for pausing and just reflecting on what God wants for us, listening to his voice, seeking to discern his will. And of course, most important of all, is he calling us to place our faith and trust in Jesus as our Saviour and Lord. Remember these well-known words from Paul. I tell you, now is the time of God's favour. Now is the day of salvation. And it's always the right time to place our faith and trust in Jesus. There's never a wrong time. It's always the right time and the best time to place our faith and trust in him as Saviour and Lord. So thinking about decisions, five little things for us to think about to help us make our decisions. All pretty obvious. First one is pray. Here's a great prayer that we can use from Samuel's experience. The Lord came and called us before. Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel replied, speak, your servant is listening. That is a great prayer to make for yourself when you're seeking God's will. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. I want to do what you want more than anything else. So God speaks to us as we pray. He speaks to us too, perhaps through thoughts and feelings that come into our hearts and minds as we pray, giving us strong desires to do things, maybe unusual ways like dreams or visions. But pray is so, so important. But first and foremost, he speaks to us as we prayerfully read his word. And that links quite helpfully with the next point, of course. Read. And we want to read God's word, the Bible. We want to do that prayerfully. Prayerfully read his word, the Bible. In the Bible, God's told us what he thinks about a whole range of issues. And often they are in the form of positive guidelines, aren't they? Be the kind of person Jesus was. Show the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Love, joy, peace, and so on. Serve the poor. Know what your responsibilities are. Husbands to wives, wives, husbands, children, parents, parents, children, employees, employers, and so on. And also from the Bible, we know that certain things are wrong. And we can be quite sure God won't ever guide us to do any of those things. So pray, read, think. We often forget this, but God guides us and speaks to us through common sense. As we prayerfully think things through. Always remember, God has made us thinking beings. When you become a Christian, God does not suddenly call you to abandon common sense. He guides our minds as we prayerfully think things through in his presence, weighing up pros and cons, thinking about advantages and disadvantages, thinking about short-term and long-term consequences and so on. So, think. And then there's talk, and the Bible's full of encouragements to get wise advice. Proverbs 12:15. The way a fool seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. And seeking advice from other Christians is always great advice, because there's always people who know the Bible and human nature, our own gifts and limitations better than we do. So seeking advice from other Christians with wisdom and maturity and experience, your parents, your friends, can be enormously helpful. And even if in the end you don't sort of feel able to take their advice, nothing but good comes from carefully weighing up what they say. So talk. And one more. Watch. God guides us and speaks to us through our circumstances. We've already rejoiced that he is a great God. He is the sovereign God. He's the one who is ultimately in control of all the events in our world and in our lives. And as the book of Proverbs points out, we may make our plans, but God has the last word. And I'm always so glad about that, that God can step in when we think we've got it all worked out and we've got a handle on life and we think it's all working out as we expect. To know that God has the last word is a great, great encouragement, isn't it? Sometimes he closes doors and sometimes he opens doors. Sometimes he steers us in other directions, but always keep an eye on your circumstances. Look out for the ways in which God may be working. So we all have to make decisions. We are faced with lots of decisions. You'll be faced with decisions this week. We've mentioned a few. Relationships, family, jobs, possession, money, time, holidays, homes, church work, the future, and so on. Some of them are really big decisions. Most important of all, the decision whether or not to follow Jesus. In a few moments, you'll have to make a decision when you go there to your coffee, rich tea or whatever else is available. Lots of little decisions too. But supremely, whether it is big decisions or small decisions, it's so important that we want to do what God wants more than anything else. We sang it earlier, let me have my way among you. And our response is, we will let you have your way among us. So five things to help us as we make our decisions. We have pray, we have read, we have think, we have talk, we have watch. And in all things, remember one of my favourite promises, and you'll know this promise so well, I'm sure, from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Great promise when you want to make decisions. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. So let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for you are a God who guides and leads your people. And Father, as we make decisions in this coming week, big and small alike, Lord, help us to make those decisions prayerfully. Help us to make all decisions based on your word. Help us to think, to weigh up pros and cons, short-term and long-term consequences, advantages, disadvantages. Help us always to be willing to take advice, and help us to look out for the ways that you are always at work so that you always have the last word. Lord, we affirm more than anything else that we want to do what you want. And Lord, we want to trust you with all of our hearts. And we don't want to lean on our own understanding. We want to acknowledge you in all our ways. And so we ask, Lord, that as we do that, you will graciously make our paths straight. And we ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we will sing one final hymn as we close. It's a great hymn that's all about guidance. It's a Welsh hymn as well, I think. So Wales didn't do very well at the rugby yesterday, did they? I saw that. We're going to sing Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, Pilgrim Through This Barren Land.
Thank you.
So, Father, wherever you lead us, we will go. Wherever you send us, we will go. And wherever you call us, we will go. And please be with us in the decisions we make and in the choices we face. Be with us in the people we meet and the places we go. And be with us when we're alone and when we are together. And please give us all that we need to be your people and glorify your wonderful name. Amen.